one may try in so many different ways to achieve success. But ultimately the success actually depends upon the approval of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the ultimate success of life is actually to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrender to His will. That is the ultimate success. Whatever He wants, that will be. So better to surrender ourselves to Him. Like if we are born blind, and if we accept our blindness as a mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He must have some plan so that we are born blind. Then our blindness actually becomes a benediction. So in whatever situation we may be in, if we see that situation as a token of mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then everything becomes not only auspicious, everything becomes glorious. Whether we are blind or lame, whether we are poor, whether we are deprived, it doesn't matter. When we surrender ourselves to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then everything becomes all auspicious. And that's why it's a wonderful example that has been established in the Mahabharata. In one side we see Duryodhana, the sons of Dhritarashtra. Duryodhana and the other sons of Dhritarashtra, the Kauravas. And they are trying to establish themselves through all kinds of material means. But they didn't succeed. Whereas the Pandavas, apparently they are undergoing so many difficulties. Apparently the Pandavas were very, very unfortunate. Just as when they were young, the father died, and they had to go through so many deprivations. Their own brothers, their own cousins tried to kill them when they were young. First by giving poison, they tried to kill Bhima. Then by trying to burn them in a house of shellac. And then they had to wander around. And then they lost their kingdom. And their wife was insulted in public. But they accepted everything as Krishna's mercy. And as a result of that, Krishna was always with them. And they were always enjoying the situation that they were in. So that is the advantage of being a devotee of the